podcast listeners. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode is for the week of October 28th through November 1st, 2019. This week's show is brought to us by the Feel in My Flow podcast and by Pleasure Podcast Network. More on our sponsors later in the show. Each week on this show, we share five podcast recommendations. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's pod picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Just get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. Here's what to expect on this show. Each week, I'll share our pod picks, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. We'll also share some of the week's top podcast industry stories brought to us by the Inside Podcasting newsletter, which is written thrice weekly by Sky Pillsbury. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is called Former Celebrity Apprentice Contestants. Each of the episodes chosen will be hosted by or will have guests who were once on The Celebrity Apprentice. Podcasting is so great and niche, isn't it? The curator this week is Jeff Umbro. Here's why Jeff chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, my name's Jeff Umbro. I'm the CEO of The Podglomerate, and the list that I've created is former celebrity apprentice contestants who now have podcasts."
Celebrities and reality stars are increasingly turning to podcasts in 2019. Whatever happened to books? Let's dig into a very specific subset of this group, former celebrity apprentice contestants. Here are the podcasts and episodes that Jeff chose, along with the descriptions provided by Podchaser. Monday's episode comes from Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast and is called Jeff Ross and Dave Attell. It's 89 minutes long. In this episode, comedian and Roastmaster General Jeff Ross returns to the podcast along with special drop-in guest Dave Attell to talk about performing in the age of political correctness, using comedy as a teaching tool, the lesser-known stand-ups from the 50s and 60s, and the Netflix series Bumping Mics, and historical roasts. Tuesday's episode is from It's Happening with Snooki and Joey and is called The 100th. It's 73 minutes long. In this episode, Mike, the Situation Sorrentino, joined by his wife Lauren Sorrentino, return to It's Happening to talk about his experience in prison and what's next. Wednesday's episode comes from Behind the Scenes at OCC and is called Adam Carolla. It's 31 minutes long. In this episode, Paul recounts the apprentice experience working with Trump as Adam Carolla joins the conversation with the OCC crew to liven up the recall. Thursday's episode comes from Penn Sunday School and is called Joe Rogan, Truth Seeker. No, he's not on the show. It's 67 minutes long. That's actually the title of it. I didn't just make that up. In this episode, Jeff Juliet, Politics Marianne Williamson, Joe Rogan Keeps Penn Guessing, and a eulogy for an alternate career. Friday's episode comes from The Adam Carolla Show and is called Ray Romano and Adam Ferrara. It's 57 minutes long. In this episode, Ray Romano calls in to discuss his role in the new Scorsese movie, as well as his upcoming charity event. Later, Adam Ferrara is in studio to talk comedy and cars and reacts to news stories about Felicity Huffman, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Sesame Street. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Jeff for this week's theme, Former Celebrity Apprentice Contestants. You can join in on the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag Celebrity Apprentice. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Here are some of the top stories from Inside Podcasting as of Thursday afternoon, October 24th. Number one, podcast platform Luminary has hired HBO President and Chief Revenue Officer Simon Sutton to be its new CEO. According to a story from Hollywood Reporter, Sutton resigned from HBO last March. Founder and CEO of Luminary, Matt Sachs, will now take on the role of the company's executive chairman. Luminary also announced $30 million in Series C funding. When asked what the money will go towards, Sachs responded, "Content, content, content. This story comes to us from Variety." Next, stars of London's West End Theatre District are joining forces on a new podcast called Generation Vex. The show will see Stevenson Andern Soji from Hamilton, Sharon Rose, who is London's new Eliza Hamilton, and Vanessa Fisher, From Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, explore race, culture, and identity with the help of some seriously good books. Generation Vex is being produced by Idris Elba's Green Door Pictures. Next story. DigiDay reports that of all the political podcasts that have popped up in recent weeks, only one carries advertising. The exception is Daily DC, Impeachment Watch. Evidently, sponsorship of political commentary is less appetizing to advertisers than appearing on political news shows, and most of these new entrants veer toward chatcast territory. This shows a trend toward major media scrambling to meet customer demands for podcasts. And the last story of the day. Applications are now open for NPR's Kroc Fellowship, which focuses on developing the next generation of extraordinary public media journalists. And its second annual Student Podcast Challenge is now open. Google the keywords mentioned above to find more information. Those stories come to us from Skye Pillsbury over at Inside Podcasting. Want to sign up for her newsletter? Go to inside.com/podcasting and let us know what you think about this new segment. This week's newsletter is sponsored by Pleasure Podcasts, which is a network of the best sex podcasts opening up the conversation around sex and relationships. Pleasure Podcasts are hosted by a range of experts, from sex educators to adult filmmakers to comedians and their mothers. Join the conversation and break down the taboo of talking about sex at pleasurepodcasts.com. This episode was also made possible by the Feeling My Flow podcast. Season 2 is here. The podcast that brought you episodes about dads dealing with periods, three generations of women getting real about their cycles, men having sympathy cramps, and a proud late bloomer premiered its second season this week. Expect even more revealing stories about how menstruators are empowered by the super common biological event that happens to all types of bodies. All of Feelin' My Flow's episodes run about 12 minutes, so you can catch up on season 1 today before you dive into season 2. Visit feelingmyflow.com to learn about the show, the team, and so much more. Do you want to advertise with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's it for this week. You may have noticed that we say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. From now on, we'll share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 38 times. Wow. Head to our social media to find links to the episode recommendations that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our weekly podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's produced by me. It's engineered by
Jeremy Einhorn.
It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Thanks for listening to Feedback with Earbuds. If you like the show, you can let us know. Leave a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. Listen to our past episodes on CastBox, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next time. Happy listening.